All right, welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully a little bit of insight if we're so blessed. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani, and tonight's guests are Jim O'Neill, Scotty Vig.
That's close enough.
Zach Lancaster, Seiji Al-Midari, and a few of his guest friends. So we are all on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we would like to give thanks to the local and global Indigenous people and anybody who is standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Yes, which brings us to what we like to call a prescription. Just like to taunt you and encourage you to be mindful of specific things and all kinds of different things. Ali, would you like to read it, or shall I read your...
No, go ahead. I have a problem with the system tonight. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. We're going to delay as long as possible to have a little bit of fun while
A beautiful day begins with beautiful mindsets. Go ahead.
That's the prescription. Well, wake up at... This is Ali's recommendations for waking up and making a better day of your day. So wake up at dawn before even opening your eyes and begin the positivity process. You know, I don't know who wakes up at dawn, but
I
know that it's healthy, and I know a lot of people do, including fishermen in the army and all kinds of people.
Not this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Scotty does. I used to work forestry. I get up with the sun in the summer at 3.
You know, I believe you. And, you know, the thing is with being a musician, we often have to work late. And then it just, like, getting up is, like, sometime after 10 a.m. or sometimes even after 12 or 1. But that depends on what your gig is.
Yep. As late as possible for Zach.
So get out of bed, drink a cool glass of water, and do some forward bends with deep breathing with music. Excellent advice to start off with. Next, review your personal ethos. What's your ethos?
Ethos.
Well, it sounds like your ethics.
Yeah.
Okay, your ethics, your personal ethics. I have to run this past you. So review your personal ethics to ground your inner domain in the important things. To cap off this stage of the morning routine, I visualize your day or my day by dirt diving to it, set things on the right path. Okay, so what's dirt diving, Ellie?
Yeah, what's dirt diving?
We all want to know.
I'm intrigued.
It sounds like something that happens when the mob gets you or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm interested, but I do believe in mud baths and touching the dirt, getting your hands dirty and all that.
Like the last one. You can go over the last one.
Tell us about dirt diving. We want to know.
Yeah.
What's that? Which one?
Dirt diving.
Dirt
diving. Look at you. Said
is this after you get up?
It's in parentheses.
Dirt diving,
like,
after I get up.
Is this a dream?
Bathroom. Oh.
Okay, after your morning, your time on the throne or whatever you want to call it, to set things on the right path, you got to clear the path.
That's
solid prescription.
Yeah.
Solid, man.
Human nature.
That's down to earth and realistic, right? Okay, finally, with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
For some people like juice or a smoothie, but whatever you're into. Coconut oil and butter. Head to your workspace.
Yes. But this one is different for everybody.
Yes, depending on what you drink and if you use coconut oil or olive oil or whatever your trip is. And what do you do with that coconut oil?
Coconut oil can be used for your skin as well during your eating breakfast.
Yeah, Lisa Spikers recommends this one. She also says coconut oil to be rubbed into the scalp to be rubbed all over the skin, to eat it. And, you know, I still have not really bought some for all of these purposes, but I know it definitely tastes a lot better. And it can burn at a higher temperature. You can cook with it.
Yeah.
You're not really supposed to cook with olive oils or anything like that.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
It oxygenates olive oil and makes it the opposite of what it should be, which is cleansing and gets, you know, cleans your pores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Especially if you eat it with garlic. Olive oil and garlic together, that's why they have low rates of heart problems over in Greece and places like Italy where they eat a lot of olive oil and garlic. Were we listening to any music besides our
garlic, everyone?
No, I guess we weren't. Okay.
I hear a little bit, so I got things on I wanted to investigate. There's a bit going on.
What was happening? What music were we playing?
We got some music.
I played the three music at first, and go ahead. The first one is these.
It was Jean-Michel Jarre.
The Last Rendezvous.
And The Last Rendezvous.
Yeah, I'm going now. I'm so sorry.
Ellie Lawson under the same Ellie Lawson under the same sky is what you were listening to in the background while we were talking.
Well,
so
this one exactly is the meaning of the prescription. It's tomorrow's gonna be a bright day.
Okay, that's an excellent. Well, so we have got Zach Lancaster in the studio right now. So let's talk more about Zach Lancaster.
Let's talk
about it. Okay, so where is Zach Lancaster stuff on the script? Because we changed up the script because we had some people switch places here. So Zach is a 22-year-old who left his prairie home of Brandon, Manitoba for Vancouver in a quest to bring his music to new people in new places. Zach's storytelling songs are simple, personal, and authentic with a depth that lies... belies his youth.
Jim wrote that for me, actually. Yeah.
Very nice.
That's sweet.
Yep.
Okay.
I was happy to help.
So what's going to happen here is we have his friends Jim O'Neill and Scotty Vig in the studio that is going to help him bring in the show. So what are you going to sing for us?
This is a song called I'm Not Running From You.
All right. We'll probably have to write all that down because our computer's down. As usual, the computers have failed us. Quit plastic. It's an addiction. I know that. Anything that's artificial, man, get organic.
Yeah.
Some good organic music coming around.
That's right. He's got an organic acoustic guitar.
Some things are gonna be real tough. Everything is never enough. I know. As people, we can share our pain, and nothing's gonna stay the same, but that might be good. Words can hurt like fire. Take everything you've ever desired, and you burn it down. You burn it down. Words, if you use them right, could end this freaking fight, and they'll all go home. Running from you, I'm not running from you, I'm not running from you anymore. Keep your eyes locked in this fight, keep your mind on everything right. These words are gonna punch you all night and some more. Oh, I'm not running from you, I'm not running from you, I'm not running from you anymore. Anymore. Tell me what you think we need. Here's a world of a different breed. We all breathe the same. We don't feel the same. And our minds are a world apart. We're all people from the start, so let's just be kind. Oh, I'm not running from you, I'm not running from you, I'm not running from you anymore. Keep your eyes locked in this fight, keep keep your mind on everything right. The words are gonna punch you all night and some more. Well, I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you. I'm not running from you anymore.
We're going to go to a little bit of an announcement here on the Medicine Show. Are you ready for this? Okay, as you know, we, Ellie and myself, we are, oh, here, I got to give you this, this USB stick to queue up this next one. So,
welcome to the Medicine Show.
Here, can you plug that in? Right in there. Okay, yeah, I might die of the battery, so watch out here. The Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network, otherwise known as CAN, C-A-A-N, is proud to release Promising Practices in Temiscaming First Nation, the second film in a series of documentaries which showcases community-led initiatives and the power of storytelling to improve health outcomes. The slogan is Community Readiness in Action, and there will be a free screening of this event at the Rio Theater Sunday, May 28th from 12:30. It's a matinee Sunday afternoon from 12:30 to 2:30 with opening prayer, live musical performances by some of the musicians from the soundtrack, and some time for questions and answers afterwards, a few comments from the makers of the film. Check out CAAN for more details or on Facebook from their page. I also post regular postings because I was helping to produce the movie. And I created a song for the soundtrack, which we'll be performing there with Ali and the Medicine Tones. So the Medicine Tones has got a new song out, and we're going to be playing it in a few seconds. Did you were able to pull that up?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I spoke too quick. We'll try and get that up for you either way.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, but, oh, okay, yes. We're still going to try and do this for y'all.
Whoops.
Get this.
That was Jim's phone, by the way.
Yeah.
Jim O'Neill.
Okay, so Jim O'Neill's telephone is calling you. Hey, Jim.
Hi. There
was. No worries, actually. We also have some other guests that are going to be coming into the studio in just a moment. There's Ali working really hard for you in there. We're trying to create some entertainment that's informative to y'all. Who's on there? Merv Thomas. Hey, how you doing? There's the director of the film, in fact. Hey, Merv.
Which one?
Hey, Merv.
Hey, Merv.
Excellent.
How are you?
Hey, Merv.
Hey, Merv.
Hi, Merv.
Can't wait to see your film.
Yeah.
You already got some fans here, Merv.
Yeah, Merv.
Yay. You ready for Life Like It's Beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to double click this. Check it out. We'll be right back with our other guests.
Challenges and power.
Welcome to Medicine Show. Welcome to Medicine Show.
A CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Yay, we are back. And we have got our next set of guests for you in the studio tonight. So after our last, let's just take a quick look through here what we got for you next. And, well, we have an announcement for the United Rebellion Productions presents Sounds of Solidarity. SOS is a benefit concert with all ticket sales going towards JAFRA 2R2, helping displaced Syrian refugees living in Athens, Greece, with special guests Alita Dupre, Peach Pit, Barry Harry and the Kings of Soul, Kim Mortal, Stephen Kay, and Da Gods. Hosted by actor-comedian Kwasi Thomas, Friday, May 12th, doors open at 8 p.m., and tickets are available online at Ticketfly.com. That's Ticketfly.com, or you can go to UnitedRebellion.org for more info about the concert. So JAFRA 2R2 is an NGO helping displaced Syrian refugees living in Athens, Greece. And it's unique because it is the first and only NGO, that's non-government organization in Greece, that is formed by refugees themselves. The goal is to raise $10,000 Canadian. And they ask people if they're interested in helping, please purchase a ticket and spend the evening showing the world we stand in solidarity with Syrian refugees. They're asking for a donation of $20 for the concert at the door. But if you buy tickets in advance, they have physical tickets going for $15. So check out their Facebook event page to learn more and just search United Rebellion Productions. United Rebellion Productions envisions a sound of solidarity as more than just a night of live music and donations. It is the start of a movement where injustices and concerns are brought to the light while working in solidarity with Syrian refugees. It's time everyone stands up and starts treating each other with love and respect as one family living in one global community, and that love can be a rebellious act. And it's time for the world to come together for a unified rebellion of love. So, well, I guess we're not going to... Are we going to do the song of refugee children after these guys play?
No, you can't hear the song in the background right now.
Well, that's what we're listening to.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that unique? Thank you for letting us... Thanks for letting us know. Now, we have a special bunch of songs from Seiji Midadi. And so let's just mention a little bit about him and his crew. Well, actually, you know what? Let's go directly into a song, and then we'll talk more. What song do you want to do?
The first song that we're going to do is actually...
And you want to move the mic? Sort of position it down in front of you? No, bring the whole thing, yeah. So, yeah, like that.
There you go.
More comfortable. You can just sing right into it.
Didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, this is the great thing about these mics. Just feel free to, like, position it as you'd like.
Okay.
So you can face your people there.
All right.
Are you going to be singing?
Not tonight, unfortunately.
Hey, Chris.
Good evening, everybody.
Seiji's got Chris and
Aurora.
Of course. Joining him on guitars. Thanks, guys.
So,
what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is called "The Tides of Change," and
we literally wrote this in 3 hours yesterday. I think it's worthy to show to an audience, but yeah. We want to share and hopefully get some feedback.
Yeah, we are a new group, and we're called the Andes. So the first song is going to be with the Andes here.
Yes, we are the Andes for now.
Hey, Andy. Listen, do you mean like the Andes Mountains or the guy Andy?
Like the guy Andy, like the guy. In a plural form. Yes.
Okay, so I just did a song called Trying to Live Our Life Like It's Beautiful, plural, non-plural. This is also A Tides, like non-plural, plural is the title. Like it's A Tides.
The tides, yeah.
The tides.
The tides.
The tides of change.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
As the bell rings across the sky and the sun is falling low, I remember all that was as thee and you. That fell from the stars, and now you're gone away. Oh, the night is dark without you. If tomorrow never comes, will I see you again? Well, don't you feel so down, you're well. For things are lost and found in the tides, yeah, the tides of change. Tides of change to your heart. If in sorrow I shall wallow, will I see you?
Lots of fun on the Medicine Show. Yay, yay, yay. Thank you so much. We do have Aurora and Chris that are joining Seiji here on the Medicine Show. You're strumming that thing, and it sounds like a 12-string, even though we know it's not. Like, okay, so we want to talk about the guitar. It's a Martin. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's why it sounded that way. It's beautiful. So, Chris, tell us about your guitar there. What are you playing?
So, to be perfectly honest, I have to thank the gentleman who's actually lending me his guitar. I believe you all heard him earlier.
Zachary Lancaster.
All right. If you're listening, Zach, thank you so very much. So, funny story. About 15 minutes ago, I would have been playing Aurora's guitar, which she so graciously lent me.
Oh, you're going to talk about it, are you?
It's the most cathartic way to get over it, the quickest way, I believe. So, as excited as I was to appear on this show, I got a little ahead of myself and ended up precariously perching her guitar on the wall.
My favorite guitar.
It was her favorite guitar.
It was an electric. What kind was it?
A Gibson Les Paul Studio.
Yeah, that was the victim.
Oh my God.
So what ended up happening was that it slipped. And even though it was in this heavy duty, has to be protected case, the beautiful, beautiful neck of Aurora's red Les Paul baby was almost snapped.
Just a few minutes ago. It's got a nice crack.
I'm yeah.
So we all recommended at the same time, go to Rufus Music.
So
Misha, we give a big shout out for Misha, the Luther at Rufus Guitars, because he can fix your headstock.
Yeah.
Beautiful job. We've all had work done there.
So Misha, yeah. Was it?
Yeah, Misha at Rufus Guitars, take that in there and pay for her guitar to get fixed. Yeah. You'll feel less bad, and it'll only cost you, like, you know, a reasonable price because he's good at
anything. That sounds wonderful. Definitely going to be looking to do that in the next week.
It's all fixible, so I'm not worried about it.
She's
just
angry
physical.
On the
you didn't
inside.
Break her heart, you know? Yeah. You didn't kick her mother, so it's okay.
Funny story.
No, never mind. And so talk about the guitar you're playing tonight there, Aurora.
Well, this is a Martin as well. It's a little bit, not as, well.
Sure it is. It sounded beautiful.
Seiji's is old and classic. Mine's
I know. He's had it like it's aged wood. Yeah.
It's like a fine wine is what it is. It is very much like a fine wine, that guitar.
Yeah. Mine's a newer model. It's a baseline model. It's my first acoustic that I purchased.
Yes, I just got my second Martin, and the first one I thought it was great, but this next one it doesn't have as much thick plastic finish on it, so it's really going to turn into this eventually. And I'm like, oh, give me 20 years with this guitar. It's really going to sound like really incredible. So, Seiji, what do you want to play next?
Well, I have a song called Once Upon a Time. And
just push up that microphone.
Yeah, it's called Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time, there, Ali.
The DJ land is not working, so sorry.
You guys are going to have to write down your songs afterwards. We're all working on a natural, organic flow here because we're not trying to pretend it's like some commercial, like slick radio show. We're like, we're with the peoples. Shout outs, babies.
Thank you.
for the sunshine. An old man in gray, sitting by the river, cold and very late. A wind blows across the wall that whisper the tidings from lands afar. The village was sleeping, dreaming preciously. The night watch scattered, waiting for the dawn. Then a mist rolled in, and with it came demons from another dawn. Walked the streets and the men awoke to fire. We're caught in a trap, thanks Elvis. Oh. The king awoke to hear the news, and he called the palace guards to fight and strike too. Meanwhile, the old man, sitting silently, called upon the sun god to come and play. The sun wakes up, misty morning haze, as the dark of night is swallowed up. He smiles as the people dance and cheer. I've got a feeling, thanks Paul.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, hi. Hi. We're back on the Medicine Show with our guests, Seiji, Aurora, and Chris. And that's Seiji Almidadi.
Yeah.
Where's your name from? Like, what's your background?
Well, I'm half Japanese, half Qatari. That's in the Middle East.
So. You're from Qatar?
Half
that's
Qatar.
So yeah. Cool. Qatar, man.
Qatar rhymes with guitar.
You know what? Actually, if you say it fast, it sounds like guitar.
Yeah.
It's like more than a rhyme.
I'm a guitarist.
He's a guitarist from Qatar, man. Right on. Far out. You know, people there might not like that tone. I guess I should dial it back. How's the casual attitude for folk singers and freedom singers like yourself?
In Qatar?
Yeah.
You know, I've actually never been to Qatar for certain reasons. You know, I really don't know. I don't think there's a big folk scene in Qatar, as far as I'm aware.
I really don't see that being the case in there. But, you know, yeah. You never know.
Well, you know, I'd like to give a good thanks to, how do you say your girlfriend's name?
Minami, but Minami? Call her Tommy.
Okay, well, I'd like to say a big thanks to Tommy.
Tommy, yeah.
For coming out and supporting Seiji tonight. Hey, can you see us? There she is in the other room.
She's waving. We have confirmation.
We have confirmation.
We can't wait to turn out to come to the studio.
You should come in and say hi if you want to anytime. Come say hi, give us some support, give us some love inside this studio.
Yeah, she's on her way in. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are thanking you so much for tuning in tonight on The Medicine Show and sticking by us with our crazy zaniness. And we are now live on Facebook. Oh, Merv Thomas has joined us again.
Hello.
Hey, Merv Thomas, how are you? It's great to have you joining us on Facebook Live. Yay! He's the director of the movie we were just talking about, Promising Practices in Témiscaming First Nation, which is a reservation on in Quebec, where we did location shooting. So that, once again, will be on May 28th at 12:30 at the Rio Theater, free screening with a little bit of live performances from Thomas Beckman. Hey, Tommy. Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
let's get the camera turned around to say hello. Wave to your friends. What we do is a shout out to anybody who might listen or see this later. Do you have somebody you want to say hello to?
Hello.
Maybe Japan.
I'll say hello to, what should I say?
Say hi.
Say hi.
Family, to your kitty cat at home, a dog, a friend.
And she can say something
dog,
to Japanese.
Cat? Oh, my sister, my older sister, Kaori, hi. It's okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it okay?
Can you do us a favor? Can you say Medicine Show, like anything about the Medicine Show in Japanese?
Medicine Show?
Like, hello, Medicine Show. You're listening to the Medicine Show?
Medicine Show? Oh, Kusuri? Kusuri no Show? Yokoso Kusuri no Show.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony, for coming in, supporting Seiji, and giving us a shout out on the radio. You can feel free to stick with us and join us through this show. You don't have to go anywhere. We're going to have Seiji sing another song before we turn it over to the other group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll be right back. Medicine Show. Keep with us. Stay with us. Thanks, Merv. Oh, Merv says hello to everybody.
Hi, Merv.
Hi, Merv.
Haven't met you yet, but hi.
Nice to meet you.
It's your other fan base, Merv. We're going to try and get all of them out to the theater, to the Rio Theater at 12:30 on May 28th. I'm giving this a big plug because I believe in the cause, and it was an experience to see. What a song do you want to do for us next?
Well, this is actually a work in progress, but I'm sort of going to roll with the punches. It's called Adderall.
You know, that last song, the first song was amazing. I really like the Andes. I think it's a great thing, and you guys keep it up. These fresh songs, real fresh, keep it fresh. Keep it coming, and don't be shy because it's new. Now, tell us about the word of the name of the song and what it means.
Well, Adderall is...
sounds like a drug. It sounds like a drug. People take for moods.
It's either a drug or a medicine, depending on what you have.
Depending on dosage and depending on who you talk to,
yeah,
it could be either or.
Yeah. And, what is it? It's pretty much speed. It's amphetamine. It's legal speed. And doctors prescribe it to... pretty much everyone, children starting from the age of 5.
Oh, my God. So it's like that. Oh, never mind. I won't get into it. But what's your thumbs up or thumbs down? What's it all about?
It's sort of showing the whole picture of Adderall and sort of social commentary in some sense, sort of a nudge at society, sort of like, you know, hey, you know, like. What's up?
Okay.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Na 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 na. Walking down the street, feel a little more free on Adderall, Adderall. If I keep taking my Adderall, 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 sun is shining brighter, and I feel like I'm on a roll. Give it all. What's it for? What's it for? Adderall. Oh yeah.
gonna die one of these days. If I keep taking my Adderall, what's it for? Adderall. La, la, la. Dun, da, 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 da,
da, da, on the medicine show. That's Seiji Almidadi with his acompañeros, Aurora. Hello, Aurora. Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Great, great, great. You're on the medicine show. And we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our next set of guests on Medicine Show Broadcasting, Healing Energy with Live Music and Laughter. And we'll be right back. I think. One day. Eventually. Oh. Okay, we are back on the Medicine Show with our guests, and we just wanted to say thanks to Tony for coming up and support Shady, just want to say thank you so much to Tony for coming out and supporting Seiji Al-Madadi and his friends Aurora and Chris. That was amazing. And I like that song, Adderall. It was like 60s, like, it kind of sounded like the Beatles or something. And the content, wow, that was powerful stuff about that drug they give to kids, man. That's just naughty, nasty business. Anyway.
No need to give drugs to kids, man.
Yeah, I know, especially speed drugs. Like, there's attention deficit. You know what it is with attention deficit disorder in kids? They're so smart that they can't, like, you know, they get bored with mundane stupidity that they try and shove down the throats with their, you know, sort of like trying to tell kids how to think in that. What do you call that when they go to you? I won't go on too much, but it is a sign of intelligence.
I have ADD, ADHD.
See, that makes sense.
And I was on Ritalin for a couple of years.
And that's kind of what Adderall is. I think it's a different version of that.
I don't know a lot about it, but it works for some people. It worked great for my little sister. But for me, apparently it turned me into a zombie.
Okay, make sure you're talking right in the microphone.
Yeah, apparently I lost all motivation and everything.
Wow.
But I mean, I've
heard
it does work
for some
people.
Kill your intelligence and your spirit, man.
And turns out I just end up being a musician, so I don't need math anyways. Right, Mom?
Oh, wow, man. Actually, you know what? See, and this is another thing that people don't understand about the scale is it the Pythagorean scale? Like, I mean, this is pretty heavy math in itself, even learning music and being, so I wouldn't discount the intelligence of it all. Right away, we want to welcome back into the studio our three guests that have, we got Jim O'Neill, Scotty V, and Zach Lancaster. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And you're listening to that's my you're listening to one song from Zach Lancaster in the background. His name is the Ambient Demo. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
SoundCloud.
Sneaky SoundCloud.
Oh yeah, that's Zach right there.
That is.
I can hear it.
Okay, we want to turn attention to Scotty V.
Hey,
can you introduce yourself so people can get a sense of. Like, I know you do the open mic, and that's how we met.
Yeah.
And everything, good stuff.
I run another open mic now at Cafe Brixton as well.
Okay, so Cafe Duosole on Commercial was. Are you still doing that one?
Once in a while, yeah. Chelsea DE does hosts it most of the time. Chelsea Johnson.
And then what is the new place?
Cafe Brixton at East Georgia and Main Street behind the London Pub.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in its 12th week. It's really becoming its own little thing these days. It's great.
Hey, are you guys sticking around for the end of the show?
We got people leaving here.
You got to go? Okay.
You
want to come in and say hello and say goodbye? Anyway, so the other group is on their way out the door, and we just wanted to say a warm goodbye to them.
Yeah, they were awesome. We were listening to them in the other room.
Adderall. I can do the backup song for the goodbye. Adderall. Are you guys leaving right away?
Unfortunately, some of us need to catch the bus back home.
Guess what? There's buses all night. You have no excuse. Stay with us
forever.
Well,
let Seiji explain it.
One of us.
But all in all, we'd like to thank you, especially Medicine Show, for letting us show up. It was honestly quite a surprise.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, this is our first time playing in front of a radio show, so this was a different thing. Yeah, so this is night one for the Andes. Hopefully, one of many.
The Andes.
Well, Andes is tentative. We're still deciding on that, but unfortunately, we are going to have to cut it short. Thank you again, Medicine Show. Thanks, Jason, and everyone here. Zachary, was it? Thanks again for letting me borrow your guitar. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Shout out.
Peace and love.
And medicine.
Beautiful. Love
Adderall.
It. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Ooh, that's me.
So, have a good night, guys.
See ya.
Keep in touch. Scotty V is on the Medicine Show. What song
do
you want to
sing? I made it all the way from East Van to the Medicine Show.
No, you have to go that way. We're doing bumper cars with
our
chairs.
That's exciting.
This is fun. Woohoo! So. Sorry about that. Tell us more about what's going on in your life and where we can find more Scotty V.
Well, the acoustic stuff just started coming back around after a couple of years of not really doing much. I play with Disco Funeral mostly. I play in a full funk band, so I don't really have time to do the acoustic stuff. But now that we started doing the Brixton open mic, this just started coming back around.
Nice. Okay, and do people ask you on the bus if you're a rock star, like with that hair and that look? Because, I mean, you do look like the part.
No. One time I got a West Ender interview where they called me a rock star because they asked us what rock stars drink, and I got to tell them what kind of beer I drank. And I don't think I drank at the time either. It was like my dry spell last year. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't drink.
That's
Whistler.
So cool.
Whistler Brewing. Delicious. They have a grapefruit beer. It's sweet.
Did you just have to pretend you were a rock star and be like, yeah, I just drink so much booze.
I drink so many beers that I don't even know which the last one was.
You know, I actually interviewed the Temperance Movement in between their gigs with the Rolling Stones. Really good band from Scotland and the United Kingdom. And the lead singers, like, Temperance means, like, when in the they had this group of women that brought in when they made alcohol illegal. They pushed for that. This guy didn't drink any alcohol. He's like totally like, you know, he goes, hey, I'm no square, but really, I'm just not into it.
Hey, that's so cool, like, man. Yeah. I spent most of last year not drinking. It was a great time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what song do you want to sing for us?
I'll probably put together a song called Breaches of Time.
Is that your friend's song that you were telling me about?
No, this is my song, yeah.
All right. Breaches of
Time.
Let's do it.
Do you want me to point this mic at his guitar, or is it just like that?
Pull it more up towards your vocal. We want more of your vocal. It's going to pick up lots of your guitar.
Okay. How's that there?
It will pick up your guitar. Don't worry.
Let's do it.
Oh, mother dear, I notice you're wondering, what did your father say? He had to go, now I can't let you out of my sight. Terrible things, salvation got warmer, you can't deny. Such subtle lies, it's been tough in trying the road less traveled. Breaches of time, cover your heart. Play with your mind. Terrible sights, teaching your heart, telling your mind to cover it up. It's submerged. Something you show, it's all born in the palm of your hand. Say your name, say hello, say goodbye. There's no need to accept your fate. And better yet, do your best to relax and enjoy your space. You need your heart and play with your mind. Terrible sights and teaching your dead as a ghost in your heart, wandering into the mud. Yeah, there's a ghost in your heart. Watch as it all flies away in the dark.
Right on.
Jason,
thank you.
Back on the show.
Wow, man.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Watch out for those ghosts in your heart, baby.
Watch out, they're covered in mud.
You're covered.
Get it?
No. Can you clarify?
We're dirt diving.
Oh!
It's a song about dirt diving in the morning.
Dive in the morning. Gotta clean the pipes.
Clean it up.
That way you could have a clear day for the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Future day. Yeah, yeah. That's the way it is. Yeah, so thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
That was Scotty V on The Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Unceded Territory on Musqueam land and between the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations of this city. Thank you so much once again. We're going to turn our attentions over to Jim O'Neill. Hey, Jim.
Hi, let me get one of these microphones.
Absolutely.
Un momento.
And if you hear an accent, that's probably because Jim O'Neill is an Australian singer-songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist. Jim has been playing music for far longer than he'd like to admit on Facebook page.
Yeah.
On his Facebook page. His melody-driven songs are and trademark soaring voice wander through rich lyrical territories. From songs of love and loss to political and what is this, conscription?
I wrote a song about conscription.
Okay. Jim tackles his subjects with illiterate and modern folk voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim O'Neill on The Medicine Show.
Yeah. Thank you for the warm welcome, Medicine Show.
Yeah, Jim,
should
I... Someone was telling me recently that they just can't get enough of that accent.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Okay, you're like covered in microphones in the image. You guys appreciate all these cross microphones. Every once in a while, we'll try and get it over here.
A little clear shot.
There you go.
I look better behind the microphones. This is...
Not true.
And that's another thing that surprised me, really. What's up with this beard fad, eh? Hey, what's up with that beard fad?
Beard fad? You ain't seen nothing. You should have seen the beard I shaved off last week. It was about this long.
Yeah.
It was down at my chest. and I shaved it off. And I had a freak out. Like, I was like...
Who is that guy?
Yeah, my head looked so tiny. It was like... It looked like someone had... photoshopped my chin to be tiny, but it was in real life in the mirror.
See?
It was weirding me out. And I was kind of staring at myself for a good couple of minutes being like, who are you?
Did you find yourself? You know one place you can find yourself? On Facebook. They say you can find yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you Google it, I guess, yeah.
Are you Googleable? So, you know, that's another thing. How can people, you know, just in case somebody, one or two people happen to like the music you're about to play, are you Googleable?
Absolutely.
I know the answer already. So tell people, Jim O'Neill, Australia, or what's the keyword they put with it?
I think if you just go Jim O'Neill music, you'll find me. There are actually a couple of Jim O'Neills. Some other Jim O'Neill has jimoneill.com.
Yeah.
Some other pretender. If he's listening, I'm sorry, because actually he's probably not bad. I didn't really listen to his music, but he's down in the States somewhere. So I'm Jim O'Neill Music.live.
Okay,
Instagram, and all of the things. It's all there. I think everybody has everything, don't they? Everyone's Googleable.
All the Googles.
You. And you.
ZacharyLancaster.com.
He said ZacharyLancaster.com, in case he didn't hear that.
And there's no D in Lancaster, in case anybody's looking for a Lancaster.
Sounds like a Star Wars weapon.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got a lightsaber. Look out. Okay, so right. I'm sorry. All the delay. All right. What's the name of the song you want to do?
I'm going to play a song called Quicksilver. And I feel like I'm going to... I often feel like my songs are a little bit sad. But actually, I'm going to try and spin them positive for you tonight. So this Quicksilver sounds like a bit of a sad song. But actually, it's about walking away from expectations that are placed on you and kind of doing your own thing. Yeah, that's this. So this is it, Quicksilver.
Hey, that's allowed.
Flashing through your skies, reach for it and hold that precious child. How much older and how much bolder do I have to be? There's a golden voice that never towards the stage, love is always so ordinary compared to thee. For all my little life, I've had to be inside of these few minutes, bronze oil, platinum. Mother's meant how much taller and how much older do I have to be? For all my little life, I've had to be winning. Inside of these few minutes, believe it, not going down for this. Believe it, not taking.
Jim O'Neill on the Medicine Show. Let's hear Joe 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So excited.
Whoa, Jim, what'd you do with your voice? How did you do it?
I just opened my mouth and it kind of comes out like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Squeeze a little bit. And it just goes.
I got to start bringing a little bit of that into some singing. And you guys, what do you think of that technique?
His technique?
Yeah.
It's flawless.
Do you think Celine Dion could do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Give her a run for her
no
money.
No one sings like Jim O'Neill.
That's right.
Everyone definitely needs to stop gushing. I'm going to go far too red.
Oh, dang. Okay. We are we're focusing back on Zach Lancaster. Hey,
should
Zach.
Should we plug the gig? Y'all. Should we squeeze in a gig plug?
Yeah, let's plug the gig.
Scott, Scotty, plug the gig.
Plug the gig!
So, this Mother's Day, we, us three, and a band called The Magic Pig, featuring members of Staggers and Jags.
Ah, we love them. They've been on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Members of them. And if I'm not sure who else is in there, but it's going to be wonderful. We're all going to play a show on Mother's Day at the Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. It's called Music Like Your Mama Used to Make.
Damn.
It starts at 7, right. And then everybody gets to go. We're going to go on at 8, go 8 to 11. It's a hard stop at 11, so you got to show up on time or you're going to miss something. And if you bring your mama or someone who you identify as your mama, they get in for free, baby. 2-for-1 Mother's Day show, Café du Soleil, May 14th. Yeah. Oh, as much as you want to pay, okay. Suggested donation $10 to $15.
How many bands are you
people.
In?
I'm in two bands.
You're like what's that Keegan Bear, the drummer dude from, he's from Staggers and Jag. He's like in every band in town.
There's a drummer. Oh, what drummer? I think he's in Kutapira.
Chris Kuto?
Yeah, that guy's in a bunch of bands,
He's on
too.
My first single.
He's fantastic.
Big plug for Chris Kuto
Big crud.
And my single.
Yeah,
Jason
fantastic.
Jason Lawrence, look it up.
All those
it's
guys.
On iTunes.
All those Kutapira guys are fantastic.
Oh, dude. I know, man. Chris Kutapira rocks the wasteland. Got look at lots of plugs and
rocking
lots of,
on. Yeah, Five Alarm Funk. So Five Alarm Funk's new album, Sweat. Pick it up.
Damn. So is Chris gonna be there at your show?
It's plugging. No, maybe. Okay. I don't know the members. The Magic Pig is its own entity that night. They're gonna end the show. They get a whole hour at the end and. And they're gonna kill it.
Are we out of time in 5 minutes? How is this possible? 22.
Yeah, these things happen.
Okay, so
well,
last song from Zach Lancaster. What song are you gonna do?
Standing on the Ocean.
Love it, Zach Lancaster on the Medicine Show.
This is my favorite song.
With live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been stealing all I want for far too long. It's about time that I relinquish all I own. My heart is beating faster than it ever has before. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and scared. Oh, 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 oh. The sun is rising just above the hill. I'll have strength for just as long as I have will. And everything gets harder as the daylight disappears. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. Oh, just fall in. I could sink right to the bottom or I could swim. There's a chance that you might rescue me, but I think it's pretty slim. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. Oh, oh, my destiny as far as I can see. The ocean's flat and so is home to me. And the world seems more relentless than it possibly could be. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared. It's like I'm standing on the ocean and I'm scared.
Want to say a big shout out to Shane SB something said it's doing really good.
What?
Shane,
come
is,
again.
There's a Shane on Facebook Live right now. It says, "Oh, good singing, Scotty."
Oh, hi, Shane.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you, buddy.
Right on.
And anyone else that I know that's listening right now, I love you.
Okay,
too.
This is your last chance to give shout outs. We're not even gonna have time for a whole song. We got DJ Ray in the house. Anybody got anything to say to anybody out there, family, friends, or your mother listening to?
My mom wants you to go to ZacharyLancaster.com.
Excellent plug. Excellent plug. Got any gigs? Got anything to say? Got anything to sell? Anybody?
14th, we're all playing together.
Yeah.
And then I'll
say it again.
The 27th, and then you got tons of shows.
Pull the mic in.
All right, give me
it. Hi, Disco Funeral is playing a show May 20th at the Rio Theater. Please come to the Rio Theater on the 20th of May.
Rocket.
Journal Music with these guys on the 14th and on the 27th of May at Slickety Jim's.
And that's Jim O'Neill. It's Slickety Jim's. All right.
Make sure you guys sleep enough, okay? Get your sleep out there.
Get your. I love this. This is so healthy.
Sleep.
The hell is sleep?
And I wake up next morning with the good mindset.
And dig in the dirt. Okay, so.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks to everybody. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM. From Coast Salish, unceded territory on Musqueam land. And so come back next week when we will have more of Zachary Lancaster with his dynamic. Are these guys same lineup, is it?
Yeah, same lineup.
Same lineup. We are going to have Scotty V and Jim O'Neill back next week.
Woo-hoo.
Along with a band, isn't it? What's happening next Friday? I don't have time to deal with this right this second. I got to get out of here. Thank you, everybody. It's time to say thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Jason Lawrence with DJ Alibaba Ghazani. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guests, Jim O'Neill, Scotty V, Zach Lancaster, CGL Medi, Aurora, and Chris. Thank you, guys. You guys were absolutely lovely. Thanks to Tony coming out and supporting Seiji. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca. We leave you with
Kaleida. His name is Tropia.
We won't even hear him a whole minute. Coming up next is DJ Ray with the Late Night Show.
New stuff on drum and bass.
Have a great
check
night. See you next week. I need your light.